And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
In Luke 8:11, it says the seed is the Word of God. And in Galatians 3:15-17, it says the seed is Christ. Please explain. Well, the answer is very simple. In each of those cases, different things are being discussed. First of all, in Luke 8, Jesus has taught a parable. He talks about a farmer who goes out and scatters seed. And the seed falls on different kinds of soil. When it lands on that soil, it reacts differently depending on what kind of soil it fell into. He then says the spiritual application of that particular parable is that the seed is the Word of God. That the Word of God falls onto many different kinds of hearts. The person who has a good and honest heart will accept it and it will grow there and produce fruit. But in other cases, it may not. So in that limited context, for the purpose of that parable, the seed is the Word of God. However, in Galatians chapter 3, Paul is referring back to a promise that was made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. There it was said that things would happen and they would be done by the seed of Abraham. Well, those things were fulfilled by Jesus the Christ. He came to this earth. He was born of the tribe, the lineage, the family of Abraham. And because of that, he was the seed of Abraham. So we find the word being used in two completely different ways. Another example that comes to my mind is that at one time the church is referred to as a mustard seed. Well, this does not mean that it contradicts the other two. It simply means that in another parable, Jesus was using the same figure of speech in a slightly different way. The Bible often does that. We need to consider that these things, although they are different, are not contradictions.